You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. In what can be seen as a relief for grounded airline Go First, the Singapore International Arbitration Center has directed aircraft engine maker Pratt & Whitney to release and dispatch 5 engines every month to the carrier starting August 1st until December 31st. Go First, which is currently undergoing insolvency proceedings, stopped commercial operations since May 3rd. The Mumbai-based Vadia Group airline, which filed for voluntary insolvency, blamed P&W for the same, stating that the US-based engine maker refused to comply with an award issued by the emergency arbitrator earlier. The development comes as a relief for Go First because it is trying to resume operations and has approached the Directorate General of Civil Aviation for approval. In some more aviation news, Niti Aayog is evaluating the viability of UDAN, the regional connectivity scheme, routes in the absence of viability gap funding by the government, and floated a request for proposal to engage a consultancy firm for the same. The study will evaluate the relevance of the scheme as well as assess whether it has improved regional connectivity and made air travel economical. The RFP document said that the focus of the desk research is to understand how VGF, including the Northeast region, can be improved and assess its effectiveness through a fiscal and economic lens. The study will deploy the usage of qualitative consultations with stakeholders and passenger surveys. The UDAN scheme was launched in 2016 to connect over 100 unserved and underserved airports, heliports and water aerodromes across India with over 1,000 RCS routes by 2024. Meanwhile, concerns over the performance of southwest monsoon this year eased to a large extent on Thursday, with rainfall deficiency declining to just 5% from over 40% a fortnight ago, and cumulative rainfall being predicted to reach normal level in the next 48 hours. The India Meteorological Department expects more rainfall over western, central and northern parts of the country in the next couple of days. Officials said the higher precipitation would give a boost to sowing of paddy, pulses and cotton. Data released by the Agriculture Ministry last week said Kharif sowing for the first time in the current season bridged an annual deficiency on Friday. However, key paddy growing states Jharkhand, Odisha, West Bengal and Telangana are still reporting hugely deficient rainfall. Moving on, Tata Consultancy Services intends to train 25,000 engineers on generative artificial intelligence tools as the country's largest IT services firm deepens its partnership with US technology giant Microsoft Corporation, according to a company statement. The Tata Group company will also launch its new generative AI enterprise adoption offering on Microsoft Cloud, a move that will help customers jumpstart their generative AI journey. The company in the statement said, with over 50,000 AI-trained associates and the collective knowledge of its dedicated Microsoft business unit, TCS has been helping clients in their AI journeys using TCS data analytics and AI services on Microsoft Cloud. Additionally, TCS will help clients accelerate software development and boost programmer productivity through advisory, foundational setup, and rollout services around GitHub Copilot, a generative AI tool built on Azure OpenAI's language models. Next up, economy. The Goods and Services Tax Council will likely clarify on Tuesday that the supply of food and beverages at cinemas is taxable at the rate of 5%, similar to standalone restaurants. Besides, it will also make it clear that the 22% cess is applicable on MUVs and XUVs, similar to the imposed on SUVs, sources said. Since GST was rolled out, food and beverage services provided at cinemas has attracted GST at 18%. Following a representation from the cinema industry, the Fitment Committee of the Council has recommended that the food or beverages served in a cinema hall are taxable as restaurant service as long as the food or beverages are supplied by way of or as part of a service and supplied independent of the cinema exhibition service. In the industry sector, the government is finalizing quality control and safety standards for commonly used household appliances, where a large part of the domestic demand is met by imports from China, a senior official said on Thursday. The appliances have been grouped in 6 broad categories based on their use, and for each category, a separate quality control order, QCO, will be issued, the official said. On Thursday, a stakeholder meeting was held to discuss the draft quality control order for safety of household, commercial and similar electrical appliances under the chairmanship of Joint Secretary in the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, Sanjeev. Lastly, let's have a look at the stocks you need to watch out for today. These include Infosys, IOC, Titan, Tata Steel, JK Cement, Dabur, Suzlon and Ujjivan Small Finance Bank, among others. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.